1 year ago today, same-sex couples could legally get married in Washington State. The State Department of Health says same-sex weddings now make up 17% of all weddings here. Jenny Harding of New Chapter Weddings and One Love Seattle is one of those organized people who plans weddings. Prior to the legalization of gay marriage in Washington, she would do wedding events for about two couples a year. Last year, she had 16 same-sex couples, and a lot of them were from out of state. Turns out same-sex weddings are making a real impact on tourism to Washington. Jenny, this past year has been boom time for you. How many of those 16 were out-of-state couples?
Three.
Three. So where were they from?
We had one from Vermont, one couple from Portland, and another couple from California.
What is the impact, do you think, the real economic impact on Washington State?
Well, just to give you an example, so, you know, I did 16 same-sex weddings this summer, and I do about 30 weddings a year. And out of those 16, the budgets ranged from about $10,000 all the way up to over $100,000. And so that's a lot of money that is being pumped into not just the wedding industry, but also into the hotels and, you know, the couples that are celebrating. They're having friends and family travel here. They're staying at hotels. They're eating at restaurants. It's a lot of money that's coming right here to Seattle or Washington State. And definitely for my business, it's definitely been quite significant. So I imagine it's that way for all around town.
And you've become somewhat of an expert on planning a same-sex wedding in the Seattle area. Are there still aspects about it that frustrate you?
Not at all. No, it's actually very, very exciting. I found myself crying at more weddings this year than past years just because I felt, you know, there were couples that have waited 22 years to be married and 19 years to be married and 11 years to be married. So that type of commitment and strength that those couples had, it really, you know, came through in the wedding and in the celebration. And so it was very, very fulfilling for me.
I got the chance to talk to you for just a few minutes earlier today, and you mentioned you don't like it when these kinds of weddings are called alternative. Why is that?
Just because as a lesbian myself, I know, you know, I'm actually planning my wedding with my partner right now, and we want to be treated just like the next couple, you know, straight or gay. You know, we want the same respect that anybody, that the next person would get. And so, you know, we just want to stay away from the expectation that just because it's, you know, someone has to wear a dress or someone has to do a bouquet toss or something like that. You know, there's all kinds of ways to do the traditional wedding things, whether it's a same-sex couple or a straight couple. And so kind of getting away from making us feel like we're different is really my goal.
So you're saying whether it's two women, whether it's two men, there's still a bouquet toss. There's still all kind of a first dance. These are still really traditional weddings.
Yes, and they're still, and maybe they're not traditional. Maybe they're done, maybe the first dance is done differently, or maybe it's not a bouquet that they toss. Maybe it's, you know, single-stemmed flowers or something else that they toss. But there's definitely unique ways, straight or gay, you know, to incorporate the traditional wedding aspects but make them really reflective of each couple.
Well, thank you so much, Jenny Harding.
Okay, thank you.
That's Jenny Harding of New Chapter Weddings, and she's the founder of One Love Seattle. It's a wedding showcase event, which she describes as one that is welcome to all couples. I'm Sarah Lerner. This is KUOW News.